Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, January 25th. Coming up, the Army Corps of Engineers plans to build a billion-dollar high-tech barricade on the Des Plaines River to deter invasive carp. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Champaign County is short more than 300 skilled nursing home beds, according to the local health district. Illinois Student Newsroom's Farah Anderson reports a new survey will help the county decide how to increase the quantity and quality of senior care.
Since 2019, three nursing homes have closed in Champaign County. Champaign resident Kathy Emanuel says many seniors aren't able to find the care they need.
We've got a real problem in that people are having to stay in the hospital longer than they should because we can't get them placed in an appropriate skilled nursing bed. You get put on a waiting list, had to go to Bloomington or Springfield.
Emanuel founded the group Advocates for Aging Care in Champaign, which helped create the health district survey. The survey is open to seniors, their families, and caretakers. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Find a link to the survey at ipmnewsroom.org. Domestic violence victims and their advocates are still pleading with Illinois lawmakers to pass Karina's bill. Karina Gonzalez of Chicago was shot and killed by her husband last year after she received an order of protection against him. His firearm owner ID had been revoked, but he kept his guns. Karina's bill would make police confiscate guns from an order of protection recipient within 48 hours. Joyce Coffey is the CEO of Family Rescue, an organization serving survivors.
Leaving a domestic violence relationship is one of the most dangerous times for a survivor. It is imperative that we do all we can to reduce the danger and increase survival.
The measure passed the House. It's now sitting in the state Senate waiting for a committee assignment. Illinois officially adopted a plan yesterday to raise its literacy rates. 38% of Illinois students didn't have basic reading skills by third grade in 2022, according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress. That's just above the national average. Erica Tiemann helped write the plan for the Illinois State Board of Education. She says the pandemic stopped many children from growing their reading abilities.
We are in a particular moment in time where there is a needed focus on this because we know a lot of students suffered by not having in-person instruction, especially when it comes to teaching kids how to read and write.
The plan doesn't make districts do anything different. Tiemann hopes to encourage change through teacher training programs. A Chicago-based group collecting data on Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander communities has released a report highlighting health barriers. Esther Yuji Kang reports.
Change Insight says those barriers are language, poverty, low education levels, social isolation, and stress. Paul Liu leads Chicago's Chinese American Service League and works with the group.
We are documenting the needs of the most vulnerable members of our communities, empowering them and our partners with the proof points they need to access resources.
The report surveyed thousands of Asian Americans in the U.S. It provides nonprofits with disaggregated data on numerous ethnicities. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.
Still to come, the Army Corps of Engineers plans to build a billion-dollar high-tech barricade on the Des Plaines River to deter invasive carp. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Big Little Journeys from Nature explores the travels of the world's tiniest animals as they make epic pilgrimages to find a home or a mate. While their quests may not seem monumental to us, to these little creatures, the journey is an adventure of a lifetime. Meet six brave, tiny travelers risking it all to complete big trips against the odds. Learn how you can become a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Army Corps of Engineers plans to build a billion-dollar high-tech barricade on the Des Plaines River. The goal is to deter invasive carp from traveling farther up Illinois waterways and reaching Lake Michigan. Scientists worry that there is increasingly an opportunity for the carp to make it through and turn the lake upside down. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
In Joliet, Scott Whitney with the Army Corps of Engineers stands on a peninsula of the Des Plaines River carved out nearly a century ago to make way for the Brandon Road lock and dam. He's pointing out a giant red barge floating along.
So this is petroleum barges, and you'll see that's the predominant. There's a big mobile plant just upriver here.
Whitney says on any given day, about 15 barges carrying oil products pass through here. The river has been a major economic highway since Illinois decided to break open the Great Lakes to the Mississippi River in the 1800s with a system of canals. Joining the two watersheds turned Illinois into a major connector for a trade route from the Gulf of Mexico out past Canada. Every year, hundreds of tons of goods and commodities worth billions of dollars flow through the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal. But then in the 1990s, the invasive carp arrived.
45 miles downriver from where we stand right now, they just hauled in 1 million pounds of the silver carp in a single netting. They used a seine haul, and 1 million pounds of fish were pulled in and brought in.
There are stretches of the Illinois River where the invasive carp make up over 80% of the biomass. Some researchers say that now there's more carp here than anywhere else on the planet. Invasive carp is a shorthand for a family of fish that can out-eat, outgrow, and out-reproduce native fish. They're giant. Whitney says it's not just other fish feeling the pressure. Carp can make life impossible for boaters, as they're able to leap several meters out of the water and knock out unassuming passersby.
It's really a not safe situation, but ecologically, I think the bigger impact is what it's going to have in changing the whole dynamics of the fishery in the Great Lakes.
Which is why the Army Corps wants to build a $1.1 billion obstacle course-like defense system against the encroaching fish that includes an electric barrier, sonic blasts, a bubble wall, and a flushing lock that would prevent the carp from swimming upstream. The project could take anywhere from 6 to 8 years at a minimum to complete. Carp could decimate the entire recreational and commercial fishing industry that has sprung up around the lakes. However, the carp in the Illinois River haven't moved closer to Chicago in about a decade. That's according to University of Illinois professor Corey Suski.
So the fish at the leading edge are showing signs of increased exposure to contaminants that's not present in the fish that are farther downstream.
Researchers have theorized that Chicago's waterway pollution has kept the carp in check for years. So in a lab, Suski and collaborators tested how young silver carp performed. They found that the carp's behavior was off, and just inhabiting the upstream water required more energy than usual. As the water gets cleaner, the pollution barrier becomes more uncertain.
There's a lot of work going on to improve the water quality, and if something does change, we could maybe start to see a change in the movement of the carp.
There's already 180 invasive species in the Great Lakes, according to Molly Flanagan. She's with the Alliance for the Great Lakes, an advocacy organization working to protect the interconnected freshwater ecosystem. Flanagan says the carp could turn Lake Michigan into a pathway to spread.
The concern is invasive carp get into the lakes via the Chicago waterway, and then they move into rivers and streams in the Great Lakes region, and they can use those as highways to get into other Great Lakes.
Scott Whitney, who I met with in Joliet, told me on the phone later that the Army Corps of Engineers says that's why construction on the megaproject is necessary.
You know, rarely do we have opportunities like this to really stop something in its tracks.
Because once the invasive carp are here, they're here to stay. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with dense fog and rain likely late in the day, a high of 43 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Farah Anderson, Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Esther Yunji Kang, and Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.